I remember one time we had a sofa in that hall that went the long way of the house, because I remember Daddy had sciatica rheumatism, his, and I remember him lying there on that sofa. But we had that in that hall, and then there's a hall table that was in the hall too. Oh, we had to cut off the front hall from the back before you got to the dining room, portières, curtains. Oh. Hall curtains, you know what I'm talking about? We call them, how do you spell that, portières, P-O-R-T-I-E-R-S, mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. They were sort of like velvet with fringe on them. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I know what you mean, but I haven't seen very many that,
well,
in that way.
I hadn't thought of them in years, but we had them that sort of, if you wanted to close them, you could close the front of your house from the back of your house.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw them shut up. They were always pulled back with a cord and a tassel on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the back of the door, that side door that went up the front hall, and the hall that came across that way to the dining room. So shut off the front hall from the back. But I never saw them shut in my life. Those were drawn
mm-hmm.
together.
Always.
They just hung there looking. Yeah. But they were pretty. I don't remember the color of ours, but I just happened to remember that we did have them. It had a fringe on it up there, and fringe on to some balls, sort of, and tied back with cords at each side.
How many stories was your...
Only one house.
Only
so
one?
Never had but one story.
Did you have a little part above the... You know, maybe where you store something up above?
No, we didn't have any loft in the attic, no.
Didn't have one? What about down below? Was
no, we had a... we didn't have a dugout basement even. I remember under the kitchen, maybe a door that had some little space under the kitchen. But we had a tool house out beyond the well. We had a well. We had to go down steps to our well. We didn't have a well up on the back porch like people folks.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go out in the yard. It had a cover over it and draw water. And it fascinated me seeing them draw water. And we had a trough running from there to the barnyard to carry water to the horses. And we kept a cow too, for the cow and the horses down there, that water. And I would see the colored men draw that water and pour in there. Or our cook go out and draw a bucket of water. And all, and it fascinated me as a child. I thought, oh, if I could just do that. And one day, one sunny afternoon in the summertime, my mother had gone in to rest, was taking an afternoon nap, which ladies did, all that, have an afternoon nap, you know. And so, well, one of soul at home, the other children went to school, one soul there but me, and I was about 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old. And I got out there to that well, and I didn't know anything about the bucket being full of water, but the top thing had a thing that closed it up, you know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
supposed to pull over that. Well, it was pulled back and the bucket sitting there. I thought, oh, well, now's my chance to draw some water. I'd never been allowed to touch it. There wasn't anybody. The yard man was down there cleaning out the barn at the time. And so I got it over the hole and said, Haddon, the bucket was full of water, heavy. And of course it got out of my hand
yeah.
immediately. And hit me across the nose and knocked me down. And the man down at the barn heard it, you know, heard that well bucket going down. And he came a-running and picked me up and took me in the house. Well, they got the doctor and patched me up. But what I was going to say was, it injured my eyes.
Mm.
And a year or two after that, I had to put on glasses as a child. And it was bad having to put on glasses.
Away from
said
the well.
It injured the nerves or veins here some way. And I wore for a long time, then I got where I could go without them, so. But that was my experience of that well. So I remember the well very well. It was a big square,